Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Authors of petition to repeal two state gun laws call for county administrator's resignation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At the commissioner's workshop on January 17th, former Senator Bill Fortner, Jacob Dalby, and Larry Williamson addressed the commissioners to give clarification on the petition they presented to the commission during the public comment at the last meeting. After the petition was presented to the commission, Executive Director of Administration Denton Knapp sent a letter to the petitioners informing them that they will not deliver your petition to the state of Wyoming, Governor Gordon, nor the 67th legislature on your behalf within the 21 days as you demanded under threat of criminal prosecution. Dalby said he believed it was inappropriate for Administrator Knapp to send the email representing the whole board of commissioners. Additionally, he pointed out the email was not addressed to all the commissioners, just to Chairman Colleen Faber and Commissioner Del Shellstad. He then called for the resignation of Knapp. Basin Radio reached out to Administrator Knapp regarding the email and its intentions. Knapp said he sent the email at Chairman Faber's direction to inform the petitioners no formal action was taken at the meeting on the petition, despite Fortner's claim on Wake Up Wyoming with Vic Wright, the commissioners would take the petition on their behalf. He also said he only put the two commissioners on the email because one had been the previous chair and the other was the current chair. Fortner attempted to clarify their intent was not threatening the commissioners, just to inform them what they believe is their duty under the Constitution. He said he wants to see accountability of his elected officials. Commissioner Shellstad told them he felt as though they were being put between a rock and a hard place if they didn't agree to take the petition. Ultimately, the commission decided to table the issue until the next meeting to give the board time to go over the petition and for the county attorney to do research on the role, if any, the commissioners should play in the process. Chairman Faber pointed out several times during the meeting that there is an official process to try to repeal laws made by the legislature, and she believed that would be their best course of action. When asked why the commissioners were giving so much attention to the grievance, she said, "This is a common course of action for any grievance. We will set up a workshop and try to flush things out." She also said, "All of us support the Constitution and the state Constitution, but what's being asked in there appears not to be consistent with what we as a commission have the authority to do." Faber continued by saying, "We need to take care of the county. That is our first and foremost duty." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.